All right, I've got an extremely special guest with us today on the Vine Edition. I've got Lauren Vandenberg, hopefully I said that correctly, who
Perfect.
is the I guess I could still say new president and CEO of the Mortgage Professionals Canada of Canada, or MPC. You're still relatively new, I would say. You're still getting
I'm
yourself
still there's
accustomed
still
to
a
the
couple
role.
of fire hoses. I'm not gonna lie, a couple of dozen fire hoses to drink from, but
Fair
yeah,
enough.
no, new-ish. I'll accept that as long as I can.
Well, hey, I appreciate you making a little bit of time out of your, I'm assuming, very busy schedule to have a really quick chat with us. I mean, I believe you represent over 15,000, mortgage representatives across the country. So, I'm sure
We
you've
do
got a lot of fire
indeed.
hoses to deal with. So, but first of all, again, thanks for being on here. I had a couple questions that I kind of wanted to get right into, if you don't mind. Now, it's been a bit of a challenging year for anything real estate related, whether you're a homeowner and you see rates go up and down, whether you're a realtor and you're seeing your business go down, and potentially even the mortgage broker side. What sort of feedback have you had from the community in terms of their experience this year? Overall, like, what's been the sentiment, for the community here?
Yeah, so I mean, first, thanks so much for having me. This has been great. I'm excited to have this chance to connect with you and your team, but also just it's been such a phenomenal pleasure stepping into this new role and working with an industry that is as passionate and committed and dedicated to what they do as the mortgage industry. And I think a lot of that is because of this commitment to clients, to Canadian consumers. So on the one hand, what we're seeing is just economic chaos, a lot of economic uncertainty. And at the same time, we're seeing our MPC members absolutely dedicated to the cause of championing their clients, making sure that they're providing the best advice possible in that challenging market, in that rapidly shifting economic landscape, to make sure that they are set up for success in their dream home, not just now, but also in the future. So I think it's a combination of anticipation, excitement, and a little anxiety because I don't know that we're through all of the roller coaster drops
Probably
just
not.
yet. But I'm told that builds character. But I think we are absolutely well situated to weather this next storm and whatever other mini storms might follow in its wake because of that dedication, because of that commitment, and because we really see ourselves not as a transactional relationship provider, but someone who's here for the long haul for Canadians.
And obviously, I don't necessarily have a neutral opinion on mortgage brokers, because I'm a mortgage broker as well. But I do see massive value, particularly in the current climate, where mortgage brokers can really shine in, like you said, providing real advice to clients. Because having come from a bank myself, and I love all our lender partners, the reality is it's very difficult as a one-stop shop lender, for instance, to be able to provide you with what I would say is objective advice, because you only have one option to deliver in. And people are in all, sort of have different circumstances throughout their life. You might be starting a business and no longer qualify a typical lender. And I think going through the mortgage broker journey will allow you to sort of take a lot of different options and hopefully have real solid advice so that you can sort of always have the right sort of solution. So I actually think that despite how difficult it's been, I believe as a mortgage broker and for the industry as a whole, there's actually massive value to highlight that, hey, I think that we can do a lot more than what I think is available with your typical bank option, for instance.
I mean, I'd absolutely agree with you, Hugo, and I think that's
Right.
because a mortgage is a financial product that should be tailored to fit you and to meet you where you are and where you're going to be, right? Because it's not just about rates, it's not just about inflation, it's about affordability, it's about ability to pay. And a mortgage broker is going to be the one that's best situated to have those discussions with clients, with Canadian consumers in depth, bringing that local those local market insights to the table, to the discussion, to help set you and your family up for success in the home of your dreams, because we can provide that choice, whether it's choice of lender, monoline, all there's a lot of different opportunities out there to make sure that Canadians can find something that meets them where their budget is now and where it might be down the line.
Well, so Lauren, question for you. I know you, in addition to representing also mortgage brokerages, you also represent some insurers and lenders and things like this. What are some, if you can share any insights, any trends or conversations you're having with that community that, you know, you could share with us in terms of where we may be heading with some possible changes? You know, we've always talked about, I've heard, you know, some insurers may be reevaluating longer amortizations or making it a little bit easier for a segment of the market that right now is going to have a really hard time qualifying, you know, qualifying at almost 8% or more stress test for someone who has less than 20% down, that's tough. So is there any conversations happening or any sort of thoughts or trends you're seeing with those discussions you can share?
Yeah, so I think just high level, like I'm happy to share that from our board perspective, members, whether they're brokers or lenders or insurance providers, we're all aligned on pushing the government closer towards that 30-year AM level. I think international examples of comparable economies have proven that this is not just the norm, but the right move in the right direction coming out of this global economic pandemic. And as Canada looks to recover, revive, rebuild, home ownership is a key metric in that, and how consumers feel in terms of affordability, ability to pay, how confident they are in their own budgets, that's going to be reflected in the conversations you have with your brokers, also with your lenders, also with your insurance. We like to see it as sort of everyone has to be in lockstep together to move us forward, because we are a key driver of the economy.
We have seen some, I don't know if they're recent announcements, but some news around some of the insurers offering some help for these very long amortizations if clients are not able to make payments. And I think some lenders are willing to support, you know, so we get a lot of questions around, well, what if I can't make my payments? What if it's gotten to a point where I just, you know, can't make it work? And I know there is some assistance on the back end with some of the insurers. So there are some programs, but do you see that as, I mean, again, we don't know where rates are going to end up. You know, hopefully we're very close to that peak, maybe not. But do you see a lot more challenge with discussions around people defaulting or having issues? Because Canada generally has a fairly low default rate as a country compared to the rest of the world. Is that something that you're concerned about, or you're seeing a little bit of?
So I'm not overly concerned right now about Canada's default rate exploding overnight. I don't think that's something that we really need to take on our shoulders on top of everything else. I do think you're right, though. The Bank of Canada is not going to be hitting the brakes on interest rates next week or whatever the 15th is. I feel like I've lost all sense of time. But optimistically, I think it's likely to start to slow down. And I'm cautiously optimistic that next week's likely increase, if we're looking at the writing on the wall, could, fingers crossed, knock on various wood products, be the last in that cycle. And that's because high interest rates have done what they were supposed to do, right? They've stifled spending, they've taken some of the heat out of the housing market. Now we're on the edge of a recession. MPC has been communicating to stakeholders, to members, to other industry allies that a positive change on this would be well received, not just by our industry, but also by Canadian consumers across the country who have been working, saving, and really trying to get that dream home.
Got it. And I agree with you. I think that there's a much more positive outcome next year, with the direction we're at today. But to shift gears a little bit, obviously Canada's broker market is very different. We're a national team. We sort of operate across the country, and we do have very different nuances between the different provinces. And there was a recent CBC segment done around fraud, which highlighted, you know, some obviously very shady practices that, unfortunately, you know, I find that sometimes, and I'm speaking for the Ontario market specifically, sometimes can be an unfortunate representation of what some people perceive the broker market to look like, you know, especially when you have, you know, these sort of late night or, you know, ads about the, you know, the Lone Ranger, or I'm going to turn this around in 24 hours. Again, nothing against that, but I think that it almost gives the broker community this impression of a lender of last resort option, or if you can't get it done at the bank, go to a broker. And that's our sentiment, at least in Ontario. But I do find that in BC, it's a slightly different sort of thought process. But so, you know, what are some of the things that you guys are actually trying to do to bring a little bit more awareness? Because we've obviously tried to do that ourselves, but a little more awareness to the general public about, hey, this world exists, there's massive value, and you should be pursuing this as an option to get into mortgages.
Oh, I love this question, because I probably couldn't have set it up better myself. So to whoever's editing this and the marketing team back at
those we might just keep it all like this.
It's a great question, because I think it's time to start making more noise and taking up more space and making sure that once we take up that space and make more noise, we're being heard, we're being listened to. It's not enough to just talk to our own echo chamber. I think we need to get louder with our stakeholder allies, with other industry folk, with potential members, but also with government and also with media and also with Canadian consumers. Because when you're involved in the process of buying that first house, whether you're a first time home buyer or you're moving up the ladder, mortgage brokers and lender partners, we're all sort of behind the scenes. We make sure everything happens, but we're not necessarily always that first point of contact, that frontline connection that you might get with a realtor, for example, physically taking you through a home. And part of what I want to do with my mandate here in my role as CEO and president is to really start taking up more space and bragging about what we do and making sure that when you decide to embark on a home buying journey, mortgage broker is absolutely first on your list before you even speak to a realtor. And that's because we know the local markets. We have that insight, that perspective, and it's not a transactional relationship. We want to be here over the course of your mortgage life cycle. So whether it's a video series about I am a broker or I am a lender, we want to make sure that it's those personal stories that are going to resonate with Canadian consumers, with the public, with the media, with government at all levels. Because right now we have sort of skated under the radar in a lot of ways. And I think we have done ourselves a disservice by not being louder in what we're doing and making sure that everyone knows we should be that first point of contact. We may not always be physically there, but we should be the ones that you speak to first before you go to a realtor, because we'll make sure your budget is in order, that your affordability rate is there, and ultimately that you're going to get that dream house.
Perfect. I mean, that's been a big mandate for us. You know, we have this saying that we've been trying to get as much as possible in this bit of a campaign that we say, you know, a mortgage broker option is best. Sorry, I'm saying this incorrectly. We'll edit this out. A mortgage broker is the better option. A buying group broker is the best option, right? And it's about, we do think that this industry, this community is the way to go for the Canadian consumer. We think there's massive value and we want to try and champion it as much as possible. Just a couple of quick items. I think the broker community in Canada is about 35 to 40% of the overall mortgage origination, which is still a pretty impressive number, but still a bit of ways to go. And I find that the Australian market's always a very great parallel market to Canada. I think they're very similar. And some of the stuff they do, we either are going in that trend, but they've got a much stronger broker presence over there. Would you say that in the current environment we're in, where we're having all these challenges, where there's real value with a broker, that we could see that origination number be a lot greater going into the future and more people will be aware of brokers? And do you see that sort of trend line going up?
I definitely hope so. I think that would be a great letter, selfishly. I think MPC has a great message, not just for members and potential members, but for Canadians and for government, because we are the provider of choice, right? We should be your first point of contact. We should be the ones who check in. We should be the ones that you don't dread a phone call from, because we are here with your best interests at heart. And I think as we take up more space, as we implement what I like to call PR for GR campaigns, which is translating what we're doing, our key asks, our policy recommendations, into a narrative that resonates with members, with stakeholders, with the public, I think as we start to build up momentum and really move that public policy needle, we're going to see that originator number go up, because we have nowhere to go but up. We're doing really well. And I think we have an incredibly dynamic, passionate, enthusiastic sector. And I want to see us get a bit louder.
I agree. I've got one last question. I know you don't have a crystal ball, but what does the future of mortgage brokerage look like? What is your vision of the next, you know, 3 to 5 years look like? If we were to fast forward, what could that world look like, or what would you like it to look like?
Oh, I like this one too. So this actually probably goes back to the last question we just had, which was increasing that originator percentage. Because I think it all comes down to making sure that we are on the number one speed dial for Canadians. Whether you're a first-time home buyer, whether you're retiring and looking to downgrade, whatever the spectrum is, wherever you are in the life cycle of your career, of your family life, I want us to make sure that mortgage brokers, that mortgage channel, that our lender partners, we're all there. And that we are not just there, but known to be there. So people will make sure that we are the first outreach, that first level of engagement, the first one they go to when they have those big questions, because buying a home is probably like the biggest financial purchase most of us are going to make. And I want to make sure that they know that MPC and our 15,000 members from coast to coast are here to help them do it the right way.
Perfect. And, you know, buying groups are the top of mind. So I think that's probably a great place to end off. I really want to thank you for your time, and, you know, look forward to everything that, you know, you and MPC do to support the community. And, you know, we're your biggest champions. So we're looking forward to all that. And again, thank you so much. I think 2023 will be a great year, and maybe we can revisit this conversation at the end of next year and see where we're at. So thanks
absolutely
again.
Appreciate I should have my crystal ball by then.
Thank you so much.
It was a pleasure. Thank you so much for having me, Hugo.